Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Tuesday, April 16th, and we start with local news. Five people from Columbia and one from Spring Hill were injured in a nightclub shooting in Nashville early Sunday morning. A man was arrested near the Soho Lounge on Bell Road. Eric Dewan Williams, 24, was arrested on six counts of felony reckless endangerment and one count of unlawful gun possession by a convicted felon. At the time of his arrest on Sunday, Williams was free on a $50,000 bond in relation to a pending 2022 grand jury indictment that also charges him with felony reckless endangerment and unlawful gun possession by a convicted felon. He is to appear in criminal court on that 2022 case next month. The investigative team addressing neighborhood shootings, or Titans detectives, were in the area of Bell Road on special assignment when a 911 call was received concerning persons with guns fighting. As they responded to the immediate scene, they saw Williams holding a pistol and then throw it down when he noticed the police. He tried to run but was taken into custody. His gun was recovered. A total of six persons were wounded by gunfire from at least two individuals that reportedly occurred as a result of an argument. Williams is accused of, at minimum, contributing to the gunfire. Everyone involved had been at the Soho Lounge. Three of the victims, an 18-year-old woman, a 21-year-old man, and a 22-year-old man, all from Columbia, arrived at Vanderbilt Hospital in the same private vehicle. The three others, a 23-year-old man and a 24-year-old man, both from Columbia, and a 20-year-old woman from Spring Hill, left in a private vehicle that crashed at the intersection of Bell Road and Murfreesboro Pike. They were taken to Vanderbilt Hospital from there. All of the victims are in stable condition. Detectives from the non-lethal shooting unit are following up on this investigation. Williams is jailed today in lieu of $300,000 bond. He has prior convictions in Rutherford County from 2018 and Sumner County in 2021. The City of Columbia will conduct a special census to accurately assess the population to secure vital resources for its residents. The special census will take place from August through November of 2024, with the opportunity for citizens to complete an online survey from August 14th through September 6th, followed by door-to-door surveys from September 25th through November 14th. This comprehensive undertaking aims to update demographic data crucial for various community planning and funding purposes. Mayor Chas Mulder stated, "Our goal is to reach all citizens of Columbia in our quest for an accurate population count. By participating in the special census, our residents can actively contribute to the betterment of our community and pave the way for a brighter future." Recognizing the crucial role accurate population data plays in allocating resources, the City of Columbia has partnered with the U.S. Census Bureau to conduct this special census. Columbia's population has grown tremendously since the previous conducted census in 2020. The initiative seeks to ensure that every individual in Columbia is accounted for, thus enabling the government to secure essential funds for services that directly impact the community's well-being. The special census is a proactive step towards addressing the evolving needs of our city, remarked City Manager Tony Massey. By obtaining accurate population figures, we can better allocate resources and prioritize city services and infrastructure development, he said. To facilitate the special census, the U.S. Census Bureau is actively recruiting individuals to serve as census enumerators. These temporary positions offer competitive pay, flexible hours, and paid training. Interested candidates are encouraged to apply at www.census.gov/community-jobs to contribute to this significant civic effort while earning valuable compensation. Columbia urges all residents to participate in the special census and be counted for a stronger, more resilient Columbia. Help spread the word about this opportunity by forwarding this message to friends, family, and acquaintances who may be interested in joining the special census team. Together, we can make a difference and ensure that Columbia continues to thrive. For more information about the Special Census Initiative and how to get involved, visit www.columbiatn.com. TriStar Health announced on Monday that it plans to apply for a certificate of need with the Tennessee Health Facilities Commission to build a full-service acute care hospital in Spring Hill. If approved, the $250 million community hospital will be built on the same site as the existing TriStar Spring Hill ER and will offer a wide range of services, including 68 beds, intensive care unit, labor and delivery unit, neonatal intensive care unit, 4 operating rooms, cardiac catheterization services, imaging services, including MRI, and more. We are proud to have served thousands of patients in Spring Hill and surrounding communities over the past 10 years with convenient emergency care, said Mitch Edgeworth, president of HCA Healthcare TriStar Division. As Spring Hill's population continues to grow, it is time for the community to have access to essential healthcare services at a full-service hospital closer to where they live, work, and play, he said. TriStar Spring Hill Hospital will provide essential healthcare infrastructure to support the current and future growth of Spring Hill and surrounding communities. Spring Hill's population increased from just under 9,000 residents in 2000 to more than 50,000 in 2020. In the next 5 years, the population is expected to continue to grow to around 64,000 residents, according to the Tennessee Comptroller of the Treasury. Currently, Spring Hill is Tennessee's largest city without a hospital. I fully support a full-service Spring Hill hospital, said Jim Hageman, mayor of Spring Hill. Our city needs access to care, and the economic impact of the proposed hospital in the first 5 years of operation will result in nearly $870 million and more than 3,000 new jobs to Spring Hill. This is the right move at the right time for our city, he said. TriStar Health will be hosting a community information meeting on Tuesday, May 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Community Baptist Church. For more information, go to www.tristarspringhillhospital.com. In response to TriStar's announcement, Murray Regional released a statement saying, Murray Regional Health has long supported and provided healthcare services in Spring Hill. However, we are opposed to the construction of a hospital that will only duplicate services already provided by Murray Regional Health and Williamson Health, both not-for-profit health systems that have served the Spring Hill community for decades. Murray Regional Health, which is celebrating its 70th year in operation, remains committed to serving the Spring Hill community and larger southern Middle Tennessee region. In fact, we were among the first organizations to bring health care services to Spring Hill, opening a primary care practice in 1998. Since that time, we have expanded our services and providers in the areas of primary care, urgent care, physician specialist clinics, and physical therapy, as well as joint ventures to offer imaging, ambulatory surgery, and oncology in the heart of Spring Hill. Today, Murray Regional Health is one of the largest providers of medical services to the Spring Hill community. As part of their ongoing commitment to growing the availability of medical resources for all residents of Murray County, Murray Regional Health recently announced a $115 million expansion plan that includes expanding capacity in the ER, adding 10 treatment areas for a total of 48, and creating a new secure behavioral health unit. Expanding the front of the medical center to improve access and relocate key patient and visitor services toward the main entrance. Expanding the Heart Center following a $1.9 million investment in new cardiac catheterization technology in 2023, and the growth of cardiologists on the medical staff to 12 by May of 2024 through partnerships with Vanderbilt Health and Ascension St. Thomas. Expanding the pavilion by 34,000 square feet to create an additional outpatient surgery center on the first floor and expand space for physician practices while relocating the Women's Imaging and Breast Center to improve the experience of women in our community. And reconfiguring parking areas and driving routes with significant benefits, including the addition of 189 parking spaces, additional handicap parking near the main entrance, and separation of the patient drop-off location from the main traffic thoroughfare. Williamson Health is also in the process of implementing a $200 million expansion with improvements to labor and delivery, neonatal intensive care, cardiology, emergency room, intensive care, and additional beds. They went on to say, while on the surface, this proposed HCA hospital may be appealing to residents, duplication of unnecessary services in the healthcare industry will only serve to increase costs for patients and threaten the availability of health services for some of the community's most vulnerable patients. Murray Regional Health reinvests its revenue into the programs, services, and facilities that benefit patients, regardless of their financial status, and to recruit and retain an expert clinical team. By duplicating services that already are already available, HCA's proposed hospital will simply create an even greater shortage of available physicians, nurses, and other clinical staff in the midst of a nationwide shortage of these professionals, resulting in physician and nurse-to-patient ratios that are detrimental to clinical quality and patient safety. HCA's facility will also drive up the cost of healthcare in the region and make it more difficult to invest in new specialties, equipment, and facilities. We firmly believe that Murray Regional Health and Williamson Health have historically provided and remain committed to providing the services needed for the residents of Spring Hill. HCA TriStar's proposed hospital will only serve to unnecessarily increase the cost of healthcare and exacerbate physician and nurse shortages. For these reasons, Murray Regional Health will be opposing HCA's request to build this unneeded hospital with the Tennessee Health Facilities Commission, they stated. Columbia State Community College welcomes John Oates to the Cherry Theater on Thursday, April 18th as part of the First Farmers and Merchants Bank Performance Series. John Oates has been known as half of the best-selling duo Hall & Oates. He is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the American Songwriters Hall of Fame, recipient of the prestigious BMI Icon Award, as well as numerous American Music, MTV Awards, and multiple Grammy nominations. Oates' charity involvement includes the original Live Aid concert We Are the World recording and Oates Songfest 7908, which provided more than 450,000 meals to American families. In 2022, Oates became the international ambassador for Movember, the men's health initiative. Since embarking on a solo career in 1999, Oates has recorded 7 solo albums. In addition, his 2017 autobiography, Change of Season, released by St. Martin's Press, became an Amazon bestseller. He is currently performing an intimate series of solo acoustic shows called An Evening of Stories and Songs in America and Europe. Get ready to groove with the legendary John Oates as we bring his world-renowned talent to our community, said Tammy Rawson, Columbia State Director of Events and Alumni Relations. This night of acoustic music promises to be a dynamic blend of his iconic classics and fresh solo material. Don't miss out on this unforgettable experience, she said. Individual tickets on sale for $35 each are available at www.columbiastate.edu/performance-series. Individuals may also contact the Performance Series ticket line at 931-540-2879 Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. On the night of the performance, the box office opens at 6 p.m. in the Kenneth and Ramona Cherry Theater, located in the Wayman L. Hickman Building on the Columbia campus. Theater doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the show begins at 7. The Columbia campus is located at 1665 Hampshire Pike in Columbia. For more information, visit www.columbiastate.edu/performance-series. The City of Columbia and Murray County have both been awarded $100,000 in tourism enhancement grants from the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development. This grant supports cities and counties seeking to invest in their local tourism assets, lift visitation, and increase economic impact. The city will use these funds to create 2 Blue Way access points on the Duck River at Riverwalk Park, while Murray County will allocate the funds for construction of a Blue Way River access point along the Duck River State Scenic Area in Yanali Park. Buckle up, young readers and families, for an exciting adventure awaits at the Mount Pleasant Touch a Truck event on June 1st. In celebration of the upcoming Mount Pleasant Library Summer Reading Program, this interactive and educational event will bring the community together for a day of hands-on exploration with a variety of vehicles. That will happen on June 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Haylong Avenue and the Square in Mount Pleasant. The Touch a Truck theme is about community heroes and lots of different trucks lining the street for kids to check out and learn about their community heroes that help every day. This unique opportunity will allow children and families to get up close and personal with an array of vehicles, from fire trucks to construction equipment, police cars, and more. This free, family-friendly event not only promises a day of fun and excitement, but also serves as the perfect kickoff for the library's summer reading program. The event is designed to inspire a love of reading and learning in children while offering a memorable experience that fosters a sense of community. Participants will have the chance to climb aboard and explore the various vehicles, interact with local community heroes, and even learn about the roles these vehicles play in our daily lives. We are thrilled to present the Touch a Truck event as a dynamic kickoff to the Mount Pleasant Library Summer Reading Program. It's an opportunity for families to engage with the community, spark curiosity in children, and promote a love of reading, said Haverly Pennington, director of Main Street. In addition to the vehicle displays, the event will feature entertainment, food trucks, and activities. Mount Pleasant Main Street, Mount Pleasant Library, Heritage Bank, First Farmers Bank, United Community Bank, Southside Baptist Church, Norman's Body Shop, and Stag's Simple Shine have joined forces to make this day unforgettable, ensuring a festive atmosphere for all attendees. Families are encouraged to bring their children, explore the trucks, and discover the joy of reading. The event is free and open to the public. For more information about the Touch a Truck event and the Mount Pleasant Library's Summer Reading Program, visit or contact, rather, Haverly Pennington, Main Street Director, at Haverly, that's H-A-V-E-R-L-Y, at visitmountpleasanttn.com. Columbia State Community College's Columbia campus is excited to announce summer camps for 2024. The Game Design Unity Camp will run from June 10th through the 14th for rising 6th through 8th grade students. Campers will craft virtual worlds, master optimization techniques, and bring their video games to life with sounds and animations. Join us for an adventure in creativity and technology. Rhythm Retreat Music Camp will run from June 24th through the 27th for rising 4th through 6th graders. Student participants will experience drumming, comprehend new piano skills, enjoy music games, and take part in choral singing. Innovate and Illuminate will run from July 8th through the 12th for rising 6th through 8th graders. Participants will learn to make fun and useful projects using the fundamentals of circuit building and microcontroller programming. For more information about any of those programs, those summer programs, and to register for them, visit www.campusce.net/Columbia State. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Carrie Blaine Huckabee, 57, died Monday, April 8th in Columbia. Funeral services will be conducted on Saturday, April 20th at 11 a.m., at First United Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Polk Memorial Gardens. The family will visit with friends on Friday, April 19th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, and Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. in the atrium at First United Methodist Church. Online condolences may be extended at www.oaksandnichols.com. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here: to serve Maury County families in the ways they prefer, and why Matt and Susie Sowell believe the way to honor tradition is with especially personal service.
We believe your traditions, your customs, your rites of passage are very important, but we also believe in taking care of your personal wishes as well.
At Oaks and Nichols, we try to do more than just the expected things, so the service you receive honors your heritage and is uniquely yours, and we invite you to experience the difference.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have partly cloudy skies today with a high of 83 degrees. Winds will be out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers after midnight, with even some thundershowers possible. Winds will blow out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. There's a 50% chance of overnight rain. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
We all live very busy lives. Sometimes we just need a break. Wouldn't it be nice to have an extra pair of hands to help out? Let me introduce you to New Dawn Cleaning Service. No job is too big or too small because they do it all, from residential to commercial. They offer standard cleaning, construction cleaning, carpet shampooing, and window cleaning. Whether you are looking for a one-time service or regular scheduled cleaning plan, New Dawn is ready to help. With years of experience, you can relax, kick back, and call New Dawn Cleaning Service at 615-977-6901.
This is Bob Kessling with Pat Ryan. It's a beautiful day for digging. The backhoe operator has the engine running and is moving into position. He's heading for the ground. He's in there. Wait, there's a flag on the play. Let's get out of the field for the call from our official.
Illegal procedure on the digging team.
Oh, that penalty could cause a costly accident.
That's right, Bob. He needs to call before he digs. There's underground utility lines that could be hiding just below the surface. Water, sewer, electrical, communication lines, and even natural gas.
Avoid a penalty by first calling 811 to have any underground public utility lines located and marked with flags or paint.
It's free, it's easy, and it's the law.
For more tips, visit pipesafety.org. This message brought to you by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and the Tennessee Gas Association, funded in part by a grant from the Underground Utility Damage Enforcement Board.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7, your hometown source for news and information. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee's push to create a statewide school voucher system is running out of time as Republican lawmakers work to reconcile significantly different proposals and to iron out disagreements over student testing requirements. After sailing through education committees and building early momentum, the bill has stalled for 3 weeks in finance committees without public discussion. GOP leaders hope to complete the 2024 session by April 26th. That leaves 2 weeks to approve a state budget, decide on dozens more bills, and seek consensus on one of the biggest education proposals of Lee's administration. Senate Education Committee Chairman John Lundberg of Bristol and House K-12 Subcommittee Chairman Kirk Haston of Lobelville have been key players during weeks of private negotiations. "We're still working on it," Lundberg said Thursday as he emerged from the Senate chamber. He declined to take questions from reporters.
Privately, several Republican lawmakers have stated to media outlets that the governor's statewide voucher plan is sputtering and may not have the votes needed to pass in their respective chambers, especially if negotiators tinker too much with the original proposals. But publicly, the governor and GOP leadership sound hopeful. "It feels like they're close," Governor Lee told reporters after the legislature recessed for the week. "I'm very encouraged," he said. Asked about sticking points, Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally said the Senate wants to make sure voucher recipients take some type of annual state-approved test that can be used to compare and rank students in order to gauge the program's academic effectiveness. The House version has no state testing requirements for students who accept vouchers. House Speaker Cameron Sexton said his chamber is adamant that any school choice-related package includes a provision to reduce student testing in public schools. He also indicated that the State Collaborative on Reforming Education, an education research and advocacy group known as SCORE and founded by former U.S. Senator Bill Frist, is being consulted as negotiations progress. "We've had a lot of conversations this week," Sexton said about talks between the House and Senate, "so we're hopeful we can get there," he said. Lee's Education Freedom Scholarship Act, projected to cost $144 million in its first year, would provide taxpayer funding to up to 20,000 K-12 students to pay toward private school tuition. The governor has set aside that amount for the program in his proposed budget. The Senate's version also would allow public school students to enroll in any district, even if they're not zoned for it, provided there's enough space and teaching staff. The House's larger and more expensive version includes a long list of enticements aimed at public school supporters, including reducing testing time for students, increasing the state's contribution toward health insurance costs for teachers, requiring fewer evaluations for high-performing teachers, and giving districts extra money to help with their building costs. Democrats in the legislature oppose school vouchers, even while supporting many of the public school provisions in the House bill. Meanwhile, lawmakers are anxious to head home during an election year. All 99 seats in the House and half of the Senate's 33 seats are on the ballot this year. Until the session ends, incumbents can't begin accepting campaign contributions, and Republican members in both chambers don't appear interested in taking a stance on the controversial voucher bill during an election year if the measure is unlikely to succeed. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Minutes matter when you call 911 for a heart attack, and Murray Regional Health is ready to care for you. Utilizing the state-of-the-art cardiac cath lab at Murray Regional Medical Center, our team of expert cardiologists and experienced clinical professionals are equipped to investigate heart conditions quickly and perform life-saving interventional procedures. Go to murrayregional.com/heart to learn more. And remember, always dial 911 when you or someone near you is experiencing heart attack symptoms. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today and our final story. Coe Wetzel announced his headlining Damn Near Normal World Tour across the globe starting this summer, stopping at Nashville at Ascend Amphitheater on September 27th. He'll be joined by Treaty Oak Revival, Colby Cooper, Pecos in the Rooftops, Tanner Ussery, Dylan Wheeler, Cat Hasty, and Colton Moore. "It's been a fun winter in the studio working on new music, but we can't wait to get back on the road getting rowdy with the fans," shared Wetzel in a statement. "And who knows, we might even have some more new music to sing for y'all at these shows soon," he said. You can find tickets at www.cowetzelmusic.com. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. If you ever miss a part or all of this broadcast, you can listen to it anytime or read the transcript online by visiting frontporchradiotn.com. It's always there for you. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.